From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. While the focus in Washington today has been on the war in Iraq, the past couple of weeks have seen an increase in rumors of possible U.S. military action against Iran. The internet is full of speculation that the U.S. has prepared plans for airstrikes against Iranian nuclear and military targets. There are also rumors that the Bush administration is launching a propaganda campaign to prepare the public. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, experts are not sure whether this talk is based in reality.
The rumors of war with Iran really spiked after President Bush's speech to the American Legion in Reno, Nevada on August 29th. Iran, the president said, has long been a source of trouble in the Middle East. It's the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, he said.
And Iran's active pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons threatens to put a region already known for instability and violence under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust.
For many, this sounded a lot like the speeches the president and his top advisors gave in the fall of 2002 about Iraq, especially this conclusion.
Iran's actions threaten the security of nations everywhere. And that is why the United States is rallying friends and allies around the world to isolate the regime, to impose economic sanctions. We will confront this danger before it is too late.
These words were probably the toughest the president has spoken about Iran, and they have been noted carefully in Tehran, according to Faraday Farhi, an expert on Iran at the University of Hawaii.
Iran is under threat, openly, surreptitiously, and the threat comes from the American desire to undermine the Iranian political system.
But the reaction in Tehran is complex. There are some in the Iranian government who fear the possibility of American attack and who want to see better relations between the two countries. The recent improvement in Iran's cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency could be evidence of this. But that's not the attitude of the hardliners in Tehran, led by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad's hostile rhetoric often is designed to undermine the more moderate figures in Iran's government, says Abbas Milani, director of Iranian studies at Stanford University.
I truly believe that the Ahmadinejad camp is enthusiastically hopeful that the confrontation with the U.S. will continue. This is their ticket to victory, and the best thing that can happen to them is if these ostensible plans for invading Iran come to fruition.
Similarly, the Bush administration is divided over how to deal with Iran, with advocates of diplomatic engagement in the State Department. There have been two rounds of U.S.-Iranian talks in Baghdad this year, having to fend off pressure from more hardline figures like Vice President Cheney. It's not clear at the moment who is winning this battle, says Karim Sajadpour of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Because the State Department hasn't been able to show that these talks have borne any fruit, more hardline elements within the Bush administration, like the vice president, can say, well, why are we even talking with Iran? Talking with Iran is an exercise in futility. The Iranians are simply trying to buy time before they can get a nuclear weapons capability or even use a nuclear weapon. And we should just bomb them now rather than later.
The war camp in Tehran has its reflection in the war camp in Washington, says a worried Abbas Milani.
The danger is that these two camps will do for one another what needs to be done to make their desire come true.
But the war talk in Washington could simply be pressure designed to convince Iran to change its behavior on the nuclear issue and inside Iraq, says Faraday Farhi.
It's uncanny. Whenever there are negotiations between the IAEA and Iran, there are always press reports about possibility of military action against Iran. These kind of drumbeats are essentially used as a means to intimidate Iran.
The danger is that such talk on both sides could lead to miscalculations, and the two countries could stumble into a military confrontation neither really wants. Mike Schuster, NPR News.